Krishna Book, Canto 18, The Rajasuya Sacrifice, Chapter 74, Scene 1. Yudhisthira glorifies Krishna upon returning to Hastinapur. After causing the annihilation of Jarasandha by Bhimasena, and after being properly honored by the son of Jarasandha, known as Sahadev, Lord Krishna, accompanied by Bhimasena and Arjuna, returned to the city of Hastinapur. When they reached the precincts of Hastinapur, they blew their respective conchals, and by hearing the sound vibrations and understanding who was arriving, everyone immediately became cheerful. But the enemies of Krishna, upon hearing the conchals, became very sorry. The citizens of Indraprastha felt their hearts become joyful simply by hearing the vibration of Krishna's conchal, because they could understand that Jarasandha had been killed. So now the performance of the Rajasuya sacrifice by King Yudhisthira was almost certain. Bhimasena, Arjuna, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, arrived before King Yudhisthira and offered their respects to the king. Yudhisthira attentively heard the narration of the killing of Jarasandha and the setting free of the 20,000 kings. Yudhisthira also heard of the tactics which were adopted by Krishna in order to kill Jarasandha. King Yudhisthira was naturally affectionate towards Krishna, but after hearing the story, Yudhisthira became even more bound in love for Krishna. Tears of ecstasy glided from his eyes, and he became so stunned that he was almost unable to speak. Maharaj Yudhisthira became very happy after hearing all the details of the Jarasandha episode, and he spoke as follows. My dear Krishna, O eternal form of bliss and knowledge, all the exalted directors of the affairs of this material world, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and King Indra, are always anxious to receive and carry out orders from you. And whenever they are fortunate enough to receive such orders, they immediately take them and keep them in their hearts. O Krishna, you are unlimited, and although we sometimes think of ourselves as royal kings and rulers of this world, and thus become puffed up over our paltry positions, we are actually very poor in heart. We are fit to be punished by you. But the wonder is that instead of punishing us, you so kindly and mercifully accept our orders and carry them out properly. Others are very surprised that your lordship can play the part of an ordinary human, but we can understand that you are performing these activities just like a dramatic artist. Your real position is always exalted, exactly like that of the sun, which always remains at the same temperature both during the time of its rising and at the time of its setting. Although we feel the difference in temperature between the rising and setting sun, the temperature of the sun itself never changes. You are always transcendentally equipoised, and thus you are neither pleased nor disturbed by any condition of material affairs. You are the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead, and for you there are no relativities. My dear Madhava, you are never defeated by anyone. material distinctions. This is me, this is you, this is mine, this is yours. All these are conspicuous by dint of their absence in you. Such distinctions are visible in the lives of everyone, even the animals. But those who are pure devotees are freed from these false distinctions. And since these distinctions are absent in your devotees, they cannot possibly be present in you. Thus ends Chapter 74, Scene 1. Yudhisthira glorifies Krishna upon returning to Hastinapur. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Sridharswami quotes a statement from the Vedic mantras, Na karmana vardhate no kaniyan. Krishna is not increased by his activities, nor does he become lesser. As explained here by King Yudhisthira, the Lord is one without a second. There is no other entity in Krishna's supreme category, and thus it is simply by his causeless mercy that Krishna agrees to carry out the orders of his pure devotees, such as Maharaj Yudhisthira. There is certainly no loss of status for the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he thus extends his causeless mercy towards his surrendered devotees. Chakva Turnama Shesha Mandala Pati Sreni Sada Tuchava Bhutvadina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kaupina Kanthasrita Gopi Bhavara Samritabdi Bahari Kalola Magna Moho Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who kicked off all association of aristocracy, considering it insignificant. And in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls, they accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna, and they bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean.